The real estate affair is a journey in discovering different aspects of ourselves, overcoming fear, becoming a better communicator, and gaining confidence. It is based on talks given by young women speakers who are emerging in the professional and technical communications world. Each episode is centered on a common theme, fear, and how fear influences the life choices we make. The Real Estate Affair is hosted by Pamela Drake, Samantha Pelizzanti, Mariah Raja, and Jodian Stevenson. Hi, I'm Jodian Stevenson, and thank you for tuning in. Today, I would like to tell you just a little bit about this one big professional fear of mine, the fear of public speaking. You might have experienced it yourself or seen others who have trouble with it. It's a huge problem for many, and we'll talk a little bit about some of its triggers. There's a famous novel by the late, great Maya Angelou. It's a novel that I repeatedly look at as a resource of inspiration and tranquility. It's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Put simply, the bird sings because it wishes to be free. But what does freedom mean for the bird? You're probably wondering why I'm emphasizing with the caged bird and what I could possibly have in common with Maya Angelou other than being black. The truth is, I am a caged bird, more like a voiceless caged bird, and I'm speaking metaphorically. I'm voiceless because I fear public speaking, and truthfully, speaking in general, I'm afraid of stuttering. And a few of you may be thinking, yeah, so does half of the world. And you're right. According to Statistic Brain, 74% of Americans suffer from speech anxiety and 5.3 million have a social phobia. But mine stems deeper than that. My specific fear of public speaking is because I'm afraid of stuttering in public. And as a result of my fear, I've chosen writing as an outlet. Writing affords me a chance to just say whatever I want out loud. This has been a problem of mine since I was 6 years old. While growing up, I've always been shy and sheltered. And now that I'm 23 years old, the fear of public speaking and stuttering is still a daily fear of mine. I mean, I can't speak for the entire stuttering population as a whole, but for me, like, I know exactly what I want to say. I just have a hard time saying it, which affects my self-esteem. And you know, the hardest part about my problem is that it's been a challenge for me in school and professional settings.
My biggest fear about public speaking is speaking too quickly.
If I'm being completely honest, it's so hard to cope with this problem. It affects my self-esteem daily, but you just have to do it. I just get out there and do it. To my fellow listeners who fear public speaking or stuttering, don't worry. I understand your fear, but it's not an excuse. We can't let fear control us. We have to take risk, and that's the only way for us to overcome it. I know it's a lot easier said than done, but look at me. I'm terrified of this podcast, but I'm doing it because it needs to get done. My voice needs to be heard. Our voices should be heard. Last year, I joined the Manhattan Stuttering Group, which meets once a month. I was able to meet and just talk with other stutterers. They shared with me some tips just to help me with speaking, like, you know, practice speaking in front of a mirror, sing songs, and just add humor. What I've learned most about stuttering is it's not the worst thing in the world. Many celebrities such as Marilyn Monroe, former President Bill Clinton, Tiger Woods, King George stuttered. Fear in public speaking and stuttering only makes us human. For more information about the Manhattan Stuttering Group, please visit their website, nsachapters.org. Thank you for listening. Please take a moment to leave a comment or question below, and we can continue the conversation about the fear of public speaking.